WIUU 850. WIUG 488. Copy.
Yes, I do, Jack. And there's somebody else in there as well. Good afternoon. How are you?
Oh, I didn't know it was somebody else. Go ahead, somebody else.
At WSFT 308 here. How you doing, guys?
Well, let me see here. Good afternoon. Name here is Sean, and I am mobile from point A to point B. Figured I'd throw my call out here and see what's going on. So, Jack, over to you, and then you can pass it over to 380. Is that what it was, 380? I'll get the name when it comes around to him. Go ahead, Jack.
Oh, yeah, Sean, I'm on the 10-watt radio outside. clean up again. And cut the grass a little bit more, go down a little bit more. So enjoying the sunshine, but it's a little bit cold. Go ahead, that 380.
Yeah, 308. Close enough though. Came in from the morning hunt and had to go run a few errands, and I came back. And was just hanging out for a few before I went back out. And next thing you know, the neighbor's calling, and sure enough, right around noon, somebody two doors down had hit an 8-point, and it was laying there on the road. The long and short of it is I went and grabbed it. It had been hit in the head and was still good as far as the meat goes, and so I went ahead and got a roadkill permit, and I field dressed it, and I'm going to take it in and get it processed. Over.
Well, that's good to hear. You hate to see it go to waste. It sounds like you caught it right when it happened. And, I live in the burbs. I'm definitely in the city. Now, granted, I'm on a, when I say I'm on a dirt road with pretty near an acre of property, it doesn't really do justice to where I'm at. I'm very, very much in the suburb city. But I've had a 10-pointer running around my yard. I think Rutt's over. He's not around anymore. But I got a doe living in the neighbor's yard. She's got a couple of little bucks with her. And, he's been chasing her around for up till about a week ago. I look out my door, and they're right by my picnic table. There's this big old 10-pointer. I don't know if you live out there in the country, it's not a big deal, but down here in the burbs, it's kind of funky. Guys are all laughing and saying, "Oh, let's go hunt your yard." But city won't allow discharging a weapon, so that ain't gonna happen. Anyhow, go ahead, Jack.
Well, yeah, I don't have that problem, but the problem is they come in the wintertime, they jump the fence, they excuse my language, they shit here on the grass and go back. I guess they're smelling the plants I planted, the cucumbers and all that in the summer, and that's what it is. Well, Sean, I got to get back cleaned up again. You take care, and you have a good day. You too, 308, WIUG 488.
Yeah, pleasure to meet your acquaintance, Jack. I bought one of those Nagoya antennas on your recommendation. I've just been listening in. And if I can get in on some of those kickbacks, that'd be great, too. Anyways, great day here. I'm going to get ready and probably head out and see if I can actually earn a buck today. So nice chatting with you guys. I'll be... what do they say? Done on your. I don't know how they say it. Anyways, go ahead, 580.
Well, 850, but yeah, clear on your final. That's generally what we say. But say anything you want. There's no rules. There's there's colloquialisms and there's things that we say, but no problem. Just avoid a back out. We don't need none of that. All right, catch you later. Good luck. It's a nice crisp, at least up here, it's a nice crisp day, so it should be, if it's anything like that where you're at, it should be a good afternoon hunt. WRUU 850.
Yep, I'm here in the Flint area, and, yep, appreciate it. Nice talking with you. WSFT 308. Clear.